Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Well, good evening and welcome to Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I am Michelle Slade and I'm your host this evening. And you are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Well, tonight we have a great lineup. We are very excited to talk about the superheroes in our community. We have the CASA program here, which is a division of NVCSS, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. And tonight we're going to talk about the true superheroes in our community. Now, if this is the first time that you are tuning in and listening to the show, let me tell you a little bit about it so you know the treat that you are in for. We are shining a light on superheroes here in the North State who are making a difference in the lives of those community members around us, not because they have to, not because they're told to, not because their job says, hey, go do this, even though oftentimes their employment is part of the cause. It's just good people making a difference in the lives of people in our community so that we can all just have a better life. And tonight we are joined by Corey Miller. Now, Corey is the Shasta Program Supervisor for NVCSS. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then also we have Amanda with us. Now, Amanda is a CASA volunteer, and Amanda joins us because tonight we're really talking about what is a CASA. And you may have heard the phrase, you may have heard CASA Superhero Run, which is coming up on November 2nd, and you may have heard about Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, but you're wondering how does it all come together and how does it make a difference in the lives of our community members and why are they heroes and why are we talking about it? Okay, so we're going to dive right in. We're going to spend a little bit of time in this first segment really just talking about what is the CASA program. And so, Corey, I'm going to kind of throw that over to you. You give us a little foundation of what a CASA program is.
Okay. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. And to break it down real easily, we advocate for the foster youth in our community. So there's a 40-hour training that every advocate has to go through in order to become an advocate. And then we are sworn in by the judge here in Shasta County. And we are sworn officers of the court. And then we build a relationship with that child, and we advocate for their best interests. We attend court, we attend meetings with the social worker, school meetings, and we make sure that their needs are being met and that their voice is being heard in the dependency system.
So I can tell you from a personal perspective, we had a family member whose children were put into foster care. And it was actually out of state, and so we were unaware for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we were notified, by the CASA worker, which was a true blessing. And I'll tell you, that's my first impact and first impression of what CASA is.
Mm-hmm.
And if just to know that there is a person who is giving of themselves Amanda, who is making a difference in the life of a child who doesn't really have a voice. We've got the court, like you're saying, who is speaking for them, and you've got the parents who are speaking for them, hopefully, and mm-hmm. their foster family who is speaking for them. But to have someone that's just sole interest is to make sure the child is being heard, very impactful. So thank you for giving of your time, Amanda and Corey.
You're welcome, yes.
Yeah, so Corey, remind me, did you say that you started as a CASA volunteer?
Correct. About 5 years ago, I started out as a volunteer, and even while I do work there now, I do continue to carry my own cases as a volunteer. So I have served about 6 different children in my 5 years of being a volunteer there.
Okay. So what does that really entail? So you say you're a volunteer, and you gave us a little bit of a quick snippet of what it is, but I know oftentimes when people hear, oh, volunteer and children, and then you're thinking how much time. I think I read somewhere on the website it could be anywhere from 10 to 20 hours a month.
Correct, yeah. So you're meeting with that child weekly, and that could just be, you know, an hour. You could pick them up from school and go to the park or go out to ice cream. And then attending meetings that have to do with the child, with the social worker or a school meeting. And then also going to court, and that's usually about every 6 months or so. So it usually evens out to about 10 hours a month or so.
Okay. And then you must, I can't imagine how many CASA workers you must need. Does a CASA volunteer have more than one child that they are working with?
Most of the time they're just working with one child. Some CASAs are comfortable with having a sibling set, and so they might have, a few of the siblings. But most of the time CASAs will just take one case at a time.
Okay. Now, proper terminology, is that a division of or a program of Northern Valley Catholic Social Service?
It's a program, yes.
A program of. Okay. Now, I know there are a lot of different programs that are offered. You've got the Close to Work program. There's a lot of advocacy programs that are there. Healthy Habits, I think, are some of the causes that you guys are attached to. We're going to talk a little bit more about that probably in the next break, but just the amount of effort and giving back into the community that Northern Valley Catholic Social Service does, and the CASA program is amazing to me. So let me ask you this, Amanda, how did you get involved? How did your passion project come out in you?
You know, I had a friend that was a CASA volunteer herself, and she talked to me a lot about it. At the time that I heard about it was, I had young children myself and not a lot of time to commit to it. So when I had the time to commit, I contacted CASA through the website and just printed up an application and applied and went in and interviewed with Corey and another supervisor there. And I had no idea exactly what I would be doing. I knew I'd be spending time with kids and I could do that. And my biggest surprise being a CASA volunteer is the time that it takes when you're not with the children. The actual advocating comes in my opinion, more in the meetings with the social workers, the researching of potential things that may be coming up that the kids need to go through, meeting with teachers, meeting with therapists, those types of things. So I got involved to spend time with children. I'm finding that I am making a bigger impact behind the scenes with their case.
I see. So then obviously you must have a support group in Corey and the program itself. So if you have needs, what does that look like if you run across
something? Absolutely. So my first case was pretty tough. I had, again, no idea what I was doing. And I was given a peer coordinator. That person's job is to be a support person for a brand new CASA, especially. So if there were questions that came up, things that I didn't know what to do with, the training is 40 hours, but you really can't be trained for every possible scenario. So I was able to access her pretty much anytime I needed. I could text, call, email, and get information from her that way. So she was a great support. And I have a new peer coordinator. It's actually the woman sitting to my right, Corey. So anytime something comes up, I am able to get information from her.
Okay. So how often do you find that you are going to court?
Well, as Corey said, it's usually roughly every 6 months. I feel, Corey, like it might be more sometimes. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it kind of depends. That's what we say in the CASA world a lot. Well, it depends. And so, but usually it's every 6 months. So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you're doing that, is educate me, and I'm sorry to sound ignorant, does the child go with you?
I've never had that experience of a child coming with me. Typically, the foster parents would bring the child to court if they wanted to come. I'm not sure how it works, Corey, but I think that the children at a certain age have a right to know that they have court and can choose to attend if they want to. When the children do attend, I do typically sit with them. But no, I don't take them with me.
Okay. So if someone is sitting here right now listening, how do they get involved? Who do they contact to become a CASA or to get more information? Because obviously, even within this hour, we're not going to be able to cover everything. So
yes. We can't even cover everything in our 40 hours of training.
No, exactly.
They can contact me, and you can find further information about CASA on our website, which is nvcss.org, or my desk phone is 247-3346.
Okay, perfect. Well, if you are just now tuning in, you're listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we are going to take a commercial break, and we'll come back. We're going to hear more about the CASA program and how you can potentially become one of our local heroes.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Well, welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. Tonight we are here and we are talking about CASA and what is CASA and how you can become a CASA volunteer and make a difference in the life of child or children in our community. And, you know, when we talk about our community, we really serve Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama. And right now there are over 1,400 children who are separated from their families in these. And Corey and Amanda, when we were looking at that at the break, I mean, gosh, that just saddens my heart to think that there's so many children out there who are separated from their moms and dads for various reasons. But thank God we have both of you and your whole team and all of these communities who are CASAs who are giving a voice to children who are in need. So I can't thank you enough. I'll probably tear up through the whole show.
Thank you.
So, you know, we were talking about what it is, and you've got the statement that's written on your website. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to read it because I think it's impactful. And hopefully someone will glean from that, and you'll get some phone calls coming in for people to be a CASA.
That would be great.
So it says, we are MBCSS CASA, a volunteer-powered program, a network of committed people from all walks of life who believe society has a fundamental obligation to our children. We are trained volunteers appointed by judges to advocate for each child, to make sure their basic rights and essential needs don't get overlooked. A CASA volunteer can dramatically cut the amount of time a child spends in foster care and help each child find a safe, loving, permanent home. Oh, what a great mission.
Perfect.
Yeah. So tell me, Corey, when we're looking at this, how many CASA volunteers do you have who are serving all of our counties?
We have about, I have it written down, I think. It's at the bottom of the page here. We have, we're only, in Shasta County, we're only serving about 7% of the children in our system. We are always looking for more volunteers. There are more than 8,000 CASA volunteers serving 50 counties in California alone, but we have more than 9,000 children that are served statewide.
Wow. And that's only reaching 7%, so the amount of children that are in foster care, that number has just got to be, I mean, obviously we don't know that number right off the top, but that number's got to be insurmountable.
Yes.
So, again, if you are tuning in and listening right now and you're saying, oh, my goodness, you know, your heart's just tugging and you want to be involved in this program and you want to learn more about how to become a CASA volunteer, because obviously we've said we won't be able to say it all in 1 hour, why don't you give, I encourage you to give Corey a call at 247-3346. Or also go to the website, NorthernValleyCatholicSocialService.org, and then you're going to want to click on causes, and it lists out all the different causes that they offer for our community. So, again, why don't we talk – so, Corey, how did you become a volunteer? We kind of skipped over that part.
Yeah, I was in the Bay Area, and I had volunteered in the Bay Area in different avenues for children, and then I got married and moved here, and I started a small nonprofit of my own, but then I became pregnant and had to close that nonprofit. And after my kids got a little bit older, I was looking to volunteer again. And I had never heard of CASA previously, but I just went online and Googled a place that I could volunteer with kids, and CASA came up. And I filled out my application. And granted, it did take me 2 years to fill out the application because it was a little intimidating, to be honest. Once I filled out the application and went through the training and became a CASA, I always say now they're going to have to wheel me out of that building because I'm going to be there until I can't serve any longer.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I would imagine those questions would have to be pretty detailed and intense because you're working with the most vulnerable of children.
Correct.
And you want to make sure, I imagine, that you're matching up the right CASA with the right family to meet their needs, hopefully.
Yes. Yeah, so there's a, you know, they have to go through a background check. You have to be 21 years of age. You have to be able to have reliable transportation and then attend the 40 hours of training. And so it's a big process, and it does involve a lot, but it is so worth the time and the effort and very rewarding. I can say from my point of view that I get way more out of it than I end up putting in. Just to be able to make the impact in these child's lives is an amazing thing.
Yeah. So an average CASA, so Amanda, have you had various age groups? What does that look like?
Yes, I have. Actually, I'd love to share a little bit about my first case. I had a brother and a sister, and they lived with their other brother and sister, but they had another brother that lived in another home. And I was made aware that there was this older brother, but I didn't understand the situation, and I was confused as to why the four younger siblings were separated from their oldest brother. And with a little bit of research and reaching out to a few people, I was able to discover the family that had taken guardianship of the older brother. And I had a co-casa at the time that had come along and taken the two younger siblings. So the two of us together started arranging visits with the oldest brother. And what we saw when we saw them all together, you say something pulls at your heartstrings. It doesn't feel right to separate siblings. And this older brother had been somewhat of a caretaker for his younger siblings, and they had that sort of bond with him. And to me, the way I would describe it, it was like looking at a five-finger hand that was missing a finger mm-hmm. when the four were together. So immediately, my co-casa and I had decided we were going to advocate for all the children to be together. And fortunately for myself and for my co-casa and for these kids, the family that had taken the oldest brother agreed and actually reached out and wanted to adopt the four younger ones.
Oh, my goodness.
And so my age groups in that case, I would say my girl, I had her when she was 12 and turned 13. And then my boy was 10 turning 11. And then the two younger kids, they were, I believe they were 6 and 8. So they range in ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since then, do you know how many families you've actually been able to be part of?
So that was my first case, and now I have another case with other siblings.
Okay, that's right, because a case is not something that's resolved quickly. It sounds like it could be up to a year or sometimes longer.
Yeah, correct.
So you're giving them your undivided attention.
You really are, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you really bond with the kids. I think, to touch on something Corey said, part of what's so overwhelming about applying to be a CASA is you have this idea in your mind that you must have to have some sort of knowledge about what to do. Mm-hmm. You need to be really good with kids. You need to have a ton of free time. All those things are hurdles, I think, that people have when they feel like they want to volunteer, but they feel like that's not for them. You know, they probably couldn't do it. And I think the reality is, if you're willing to spend some time getting to know these kids and getting to know their case, you can't help but give the time that it takes to advocate for them. Because there are times, and I think Corey will agree, when you feel like maybe you're the only one advocating for them. And that can be really challenging to get over. These kids have great social workers, but social workers have a lot of kids that they serve. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's nice to know that as a CASA, you can come in and support the social workers working on the case. You can often support the foster families or the biological families in a reunification case. So it just feels good to know that you can take on something that really will change the course of a child's life.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So in a case, have you ever had a situation where you had two CASAs working the same case?
Yeah, so Amanda's case that she was talking about.
So that's the co-CASA that you were talking about?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So then,
and I want another co-CASA. While we're here, I could use one.
There you go. So that just means we have room for others like you. If you're listening right now and you're thinking, man, I would really love to do that. Or maybe you've got a little tug at your heart and you're saying, I'd like to do it, but I'm just frightened. I don't know what to do or how to get started. I'll tell you my opinion is the very first thing you need to do is just to step out of that fear and into helping, making the phone call is probably the very first hardest step.
Yes, and I'd love to talk with you more and answer any questions that you might have and explain it more to you in depth. And I talk to people all the time about CASA and what it entails. And in the beginning, I think it is very overwhelming, but it's just one of those things you've got to take the first steps and get your feet wet. And we train as thoroughly as we can. We offer a lot. And we also do continuing education. So that is offered monthly through our program. So we continue to educate you. And like Amanda had said before, we have peer coordinators that have been CASAs for an extended period of time and can walk you through your case. And staff is always available to answer any questions that you have. You don't have to have a background in anything. We have a lot of retired teachers that like to volunteer, but we have moms and dads and full-time, you know, people that work and all sorts of range age of people. And so there's not any required background to be able to be a volunteer.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. So then when we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit about what that peer coordinator's role really is. We're going to take a commercial break in just a moment. I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State right here on North State Now, KCNR 96.5 and 1460, 96.5 FM. They're now simulcasting and 1460 AM. And this is just a great evening to be able to shine a light on local heroes. So we'll be right back with more of this.
Ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater for an evening of energetic and passionate performance, Friday, October 18th. Jake Shimabukuro takes the ukulele across the music spectrum to places no one could have ever imagined. Don't miss this ukulele virtuoso at the Cascade Theater, October 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Well, welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. You are listening to KCNR 1460 560 AM and 96.5 FM. And tonight we are here. It's North State Now, and we are talking with Corey Miller. And Corey is the Shasta Program Supervisor for Northern Valley Catholic Social Service CASA Program. And then we have Amanda, who is a CASA volunteer. And CASA, if you're just now turn the dial and you're wondering, what is a CASA? Well, let me tell you, a CASA is a court-appointed special advocate who trains and mobilizes community volunteers. They advocate and make a difference for abused and neglected children in foster care, and they stand up and they speak for them. They speak up for the child, and they give them a voice. They do this without compromising for what's in their best interest. And, boy, don't we all need somebody like that? I need somebody like that in my life. So I just think it's really noble, honestly, what you do and what the CASA program does. And then, so Corey, tell me, where is the CASA program originated from, or who does it reach?
Yeah, so it is a national program, and here we serve four counties. We serve Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama. We're a regional program under the umbrella of Northern Valley Catholic Social Service, but it is a national program, and so a judge actually started it because a dependency judge that oversees the court hearings for foster children, was having a hard time making decisions on those children and felt like he needed further information. And so that's where this program was started. And so ACASA, you know, builds that relationship with the child. And we've been told by a judge that when they read a report that is done by the CASA, they feel like they're sitting down to lunch with that child. It gives that child a name and a face, and because we try to make our court reports personable and let the judge really know who that child is and their desires and wants and what is in their best interest.
So, you know, that's a really good point. I'm going to ask Amanda, when you sat down with your first case, now you've got a family of five children, they were separated, you had a co-CASA, and you were trying to figure out a way to reunify, if I remember correctly, the oldest child with the four younger siblings.
Right.
And then you have to sit down and write this report, and you have never done that before, I imagine.
No.
What did that feel like?
It was extremely overwhelming. My first CASA report, I did go by the template. And actually, I still go by the template. Corey's made it as easy as possible. I think the hardest part is the language of writing a court report.
Right.
And really outlining specific dates. I was told that anecdotes weren't the greatest example, and I'm a very anecdotal person.
Gotcha.
So that was tough. But, you know, you do get the hang of it after a while. And I did message my peer coordinator early on and send her what I had and took some edits and some constructive criticism. And ultimately, I feel my job as a volunteer is to portray to the judge what's most important. So that is really the most important thing. That's my one big chance to let the judge know what this child needs and what their requests are and what they want. And so the report was truly a learning curve.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, and it's nice to know that you have a supportive team through the CASA program. So you're not an island on your own.
No, not at all. Yeah.
So I imagine it may sound scary. So if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I love children, but I couldn't write a court report. I'll tell you, it takes all walks of life. And I think from my own personal experience, you're right, Amanda, what that judge is wanting to hear is the heart of the child.
Right.
And if you get to know that child in that situation and you just write from your heart, everything else is going to work itself out.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. The legalese, all that. You get support on that.
You do.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So 21 years of age or older.
Yes.
Must obviously pass the background check.
Correct.
Have reliable transportation.
Mm-hmm.
No training or higher education required.
No.
And you just need to have a heart for a child to make a difference in their lives.
That's it.
That really is all.
And the rest,
simple.
We train you.
Yes, we do.
So, come on, people. Let's make those phones ring. We need more CASA workers here in all of these counties. Out of all the children who are in foster care, only 7% have a CASA representative. So, I know there's a great need, so thank you, ladies, for continuing to do that work.
Definitely.
Thank you. So let's talk a little bit more about the dependency court. Who would like to take the lead on that?
I can.
Corey? Okay.
Yes. So dependency is the court that all of the foster kids, all of these families that have had their children removed, their hearings take place in dependency court. And so those are usually every about 6 months or so. And there's numerous hearings that the children and the families attend. Sometimes the children attend, sometimes they don't. But CASA is required to attend court so that they can speak for the child whether they're there or not. And we also do what we had said before, the court reports that are given to the judge ahead of time that he can read. So the judge only receives two reports. They receive the social worker report and they receive the CASA report. And they make their decisions based off of those reports. Mm-hmm. And so they make the decisions if, you know, the child should be reunified, or if the child should move placements, or if the child needs extra help at school, or about visitation with their biological family, if they should be with their siblings, those kind of things, therapeutic services. So those decisions are made in dependency court, and CASA is the one giving some further information beyond the social worker's information with what is in the best interest of the child.
Mm. I would say that's got to be the number one most important role in that
yes.
court system.
Yes.
Just a reminder in your mission statement, a CASA volunteer can dramatically cut the amount of time a child spends in foster care and help each child find a safe, loving, permanent home.
Yes. And that's our number one goal, is to get these children in a permanent placement, whether that's reunification with their biological parents or a guardianship or adoption, that they can receive permanency, because that's what every child deserves.
Well, and I can imagine, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that sometimes what the child wants isn't what they need.
Exactly. Yeah. There is a part in our court report that has the child's voice. And so age appropriately, we ask the child, we let them know as a CASA that we're going to court and we are going to be speaking for them. And what would they like the judge to know? And so we put what they want the judge to know in there. But we also know that a lot of times what they want, their desire perhaps to be reunified with their family member, is not in their best interest. And so we allow a section in the report to be what that child's voice is, and we also advocate what is in their best interest, which might be different from what their desire is.
Yeah, which is, got to be hard. Talk about tugging at
the heartstrings. I think that was the hardest part for me, was having kids who wanted something different than what I knew was in their best interest. And I struggled a lot with that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. Yeah. Well, and it goes right down to, you've got the slogan that's on all of your, but it's more than a slogan. It's really a heart song. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
That's right.
I think that's impactful. Every time I see that on the commercial that runs for your upcoming CASA superhero run, it really just draws you in, because it makes you stop and think.
Right.
Like
right.
anyone can, whether it's small or large.
Yes.
So I would say, even if you're not able to be a CASA, but you want to get involved and you want to volunteer in another way, they maybe come and volunteer the day of the CASA run and help you raise funds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why don't we talk a little bit about that? We're going to talk more also when we come back in our next segment. But the CASA Superhero Run is coming up. What date is that?
The CASA Superhero Run is the first weekend in November. It's November 2nd, Saturday, November 2nd.
So what is the CASA Superhero Run? What does that look like?
It is just a fun run that our community comes out. You get to dress up as superheroes. Everybody comes dressed as anybody and everybody for superheroes. There is a Little Heroes Dash for kids 10 and under, and there's also a 5K run for everybody else. You can run it, you can walk it, you can bring strollers. With your registration, pancake breakfast is also served. There's an obstacle course for the Little Heroes. There's lots of different, Dutch Brothers is there, lots of different fun and different activities.
So I've attended that event for the
yes.
last several years. And, okay, listeners, if you have not been to the CASA Superhero Run, you are missing out.
Yes.
Because those little smiles and joyful look on all their faces when they're in their costumes and running is just adorable. And it's a moment to bring your camera, because it's just so
really?
Cute. But we're actually going to talk more about this in just a moment. If you are just tuning in, we're going to take a commercial break. But first, know that you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And it is your talk radio station. And I have the honor of just shining a spotlight on local heroes here in our North State, like Amanda and Corey and all the volunteers that it takes to pull this off and not only be CASA workers, but also just volunteer throughout the year to support Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. We'll be right back and we'll hear more about CASA and the CASA Superhero Run and how you can get involved.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a beer make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Well, welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight this is our last segment of our hour where we are talking with the ladies from Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. They are, Corey Miller is our Shasta Program Supervisor for the CASA program, and then we have Amanda who is with us also, and she is a CASA volunteer. And we have been talking all evening about what it is to be a CASA volunteer and how you can make a difference in the lives of children who are abused and neglected and are in the foster care system, and they really just need someone to help represent them and give them a voice in court, give them a voice, period. Just someone to talk to. So, Corey, we were talking a little bit on the break, and we were talking about, you know, just a couple things we want to make sure we cover. One of them is, do you know how many CASA volunteers do you have in the North State?
So in our four counties, Butte, Glen, Shasta, Tehama, we have about 90 CASA volunteers, and we're serving about 120 children.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if we do the math here, we have 30 children who need a CASA volunteer. And you could be one of them. So if you're listening and you're sitting there and you're thinking about it, please pick up the phone and give us a call. You're going to want to call 247-3346 and just ask for Corey and pick her brain.
Yes.
And she will tell you what it is, and you can decide then. So knowledge is power. So we'd love to hear from you. So let's talk a little bit more about, you know, how many staff members does it take to run the CASA program?
Well, I always say the more staff members, the better, because then we can have more volunteers.
Yes, that's right. Help you recruit.
Yes, exactly. So in our Shasta office, we have 4 staff members. Our Tehama, we only have 1 currently. And then in our Butte, Glen, we have 4.
Hmm. And you do big work all year long. And I know one of your biggest fundraisers we touched on in the last break is the CASA Superhero Run.
Yes.
That's coming up, and it's in partnership with Dignity Health, and, you know, they're the Hello Human Kindness, so of course they partnered with you.
Yes.
So we want to thank our sponsors, gosh, because these events wouldn't be possible without our local sponsors, so thank you, Dignity Health.
Absolutely.
So tell me about the CASA Run. Is it too late to sign up and to make a team?
It is not too late to sign up. You can sign up at run4casa.com. And the registration, you can register online via that website.
Okay. Now, CASA is C-A-S-A, just so I know I'm stating the obvious, but just for anyone who might
yes.
be wondering,
thank
it's
you.
run41, C-A-S-A.com. And then, of course, everyone's on Facebook, so go look them up on Facebook. It is Run for CASA, and it pops right up. If you see some other CASA sites, that's because it's across the nation. You're going to want to go CASA Superhero Run NorCal, and it'll pop up. And it's bright, and it's cheery, and it's colorful. And it sounds like you're doing something different a little bit this year. Also with the run, you're doing something online.
Yes, so there is, if you're not able to participate or you don't want to run, we have what's called a virtual runner. And so you can just sign up via that same website, and it's $25 to be a virtual runner. And that is just being able to donate to CASA and be part of our program.
Okay, now, so if you sign up now, how many people does it take to make a team? Is it a team sport, or you can do it individually?
You can do it individually. You can sign up your team. I know, like, some businesses, they'll get all of their colleagues and sign up. So if you just go to that website, again, run4casa.com, it'll have all the information for you there.
Okay. And then it's a 5K?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so 5K run walk.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the flyer here, and it says that you're chip-timed.
Yes, yeah, so for the 5K, it is a chip-timed race.
So no one's standing there pushing the beads over like in the old days. No, and I'm kind of dating myself. Okay, so 8:30 a.m., we're going to have the Little Heroes Dash. Now, for those who have never come, what is that?
The Little Heroes Dash is basically just 10 and under kids are just making a run across the lawn at the Civic. And there's also an obstacle course that we have for those little kids, too.
Okay, wonderful. Now, so I've been there the last few years, and it's a great – so it's the Reading Civic Auditorium, everyone, if you're just listening. I don't think we've said that enough. It's going to be on November 2nd.
Yes.
And you sign up online.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have questions, you can call Corey at the number we've been talking about all evening at 247-3346.
My phone's going to be ringing off the hook,
yes,
I think.
I hope so. That would be great. This is their big fundraiser of the year, everyone. So when you are coming to the CASA Superhero Run, not only are you just having a great time with your family and friends and bringing out the strollers and everybody's in their superhero costumes or whatever costume you want.
Yes.
You are helping them raise funds to support abused and neglected children in 4 counties here in the North State. And, boy, you can't go home feeling sad about that.
No, you can't.
Yeah. So some other partners that you have. So you have a pancake breakfast.
Yes, and that's put on by Knights of Columbus.
Oh, fantastic. They're a great group. They come out, serve you with a smile at the crack of dawn.
Yes.
And it gets a little chilly in the mornings, but when you start running, don't worry about it.
Yes. and Dutch Bros is there and offering you the coffee to warm you up for the morning.
Ah, wonderful. Well, we need that. And the music.
Yes.
And their cheery attitude. So,
right.
So are you doing story time this year? What are some of the other little things that are off to the side?
Yeah, there's lots of different booths off to the side. I believe that the story time will take place. There's usually, I think for the little heroes, they get a cape, too, when they register. You can also get a run shirt when you register, too, and that has the cost of superhero on it.
Okay, and then how much does it cost to register?
It's $25 to register for the race.
Okay, and then you must have said, but for the little heroes?
The little heroes is $10, and then the shirts are an additional $10.
Okay. And then if I remember correctly, last time I was there, last year you had a massage booth going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember a massage booth.
Maybe it was just for me.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that's back again, because I thought that was a really nice addition.
Yeah.
And, this is, again, everyone, it's Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. November 2nd, 2019, we're going, so you want to close out this decade, and then help abused and neglected children, and think about becoming a CASA volunteer. So let's say that one more time. So where do we call? Who do we call?
So you can call me. My name is Corey. My number is 247-3346. You can also go to our website at nvcss.org to find out further information about how you can become an advocate. We'll also have a booth at the run, so you could ask questions there and get further information.
Yeah, that's a great place to do that. I know last year we had an opportunity. There was a young woman who was there had been talking about wanting to become a CASA volunteer, and she was able to connect with the right person. They had a very in-depth conversation, and she has done it. And I think you have like a little ceremony. I see things that are being announced.
Yes.
Which I think is just great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So then, Amanda, back to the volunteerism part of it. So your next family that you're working with now, what's that age group again? Or have you been assigned yet?
I have been assigned. Am I allowed to say their ages?
You can say their
ages. Yeah, I have a 11-year-old and an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Mm, okay, so the three sibling family. Is that normal? Is it normally a group?
I don't know if it's normal. I think it's normal for me because that's my only experience.
Yeah. Once you take a sibling group, then I assign you a sibling group from there on out.
because now you're successful.
I suppose.
So. I know she can handle it.
No, that's nice. That's really nice. So then, question for you interstate-wise. So since it's a national program, do you have support out of our counties or out of our state? Is it different from county to county?
So for our four counties, all of the basics and the groundwork are the same. Different counties do different things, like within their court systems. But overall, we've had CASAs in different states who have moved, to our state and into our region and become CASAs here. So they already have that foundation and that groundwork. And I did want to say that we serve children of all ages from 0 to actually 21, because a child who's 18 can opt to stay in care until they're 21. So we do serve children of all ages, and we really try to make the best match between an advocate and a child. And you have the say of what, if you want a girl or a boy and what age group that you would prefer.
Has there ever been a situation where it was just not a good mix and you had to reassign a CASA?
Sometimes that'll happen. The child is really the only one who can, quote unquote, fire a CASA. Otherwise, the CASA is with that child until they reach permanency, until dependency closes. But there's been a few times where sometimes it's a teenager who just wants to be a normal teenager and not have one more person in their life. And so we respect that and a CASA.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know in my particular family situation, this was 15 years ago or more, and our CASA was out of Reno. And that CASA was so amazing. Not only did she advocate for the child, but she advocated for us, the extended family.
Yeah.
And which was much needed because we were doing a placement from state to state.
Right. Correct.
And which is a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
But she would actually travel over and visit with us just to have coffee and to talk about what was going on.
Aww.
Like, she was an amazing CASA.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to be wrapping up the show. We've got about 1 minute left, and so 30 seconds. So you are listening to North State Now. Corey, Amanda, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us how you are making lives different for those children. And you truly are superheroes. We couldn't do it without you.
Oh, thanks so much
thanks
for
so
having
much.
Us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.